Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Careful for Nothing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Put up Isaiah 54:14. He said, in righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression. Why? For you shall not fear. Now, oppression, if you take away the O, what do you got? Press. Pression. And this is how the enemy works. He is the oppressor, or the one who brings the pressure.
Right, right.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, went about doing good and healing all who were what?
Oppressed.
Oppressed of the devil. Sickness brings pressure. Lack brings pressure. Unpaid bills, unresolved marriage problems, problems with your children. Come on, are you listening? Problems with your body, symptoms. What comes with that? If it was just the physical thing, you wouldn't be upset and couldn't sleep over it. You'd just be dealing with the discomfort. But it's much more than that. So many times, the worst part of the financial crisis was not the lack of money or dealing with the issues. It was the anxiety. It was the vexation. Is that right?
Amen.
It wasn't just the discomfort or the pain in your body, though that can be bad. It's the fear of dying and not recovering. And it's that stuff that can hang on to you. But here's the great truth. The devil can bring it. He can push on you with it. But only you let it in. It cannot get in you unless you receive it. Unless you let it in. The Bible said God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And Romans 8 says, we have not received the spirit of fear again to bondage.
Amen.
Oh, didn't Jesus say, take no thought? Didn't He say it repeatedly? Take no thought. Don't take it. Don't take it. Don't take it. It'll come, but don't take it. Don't let it in. It'll come on you. Don't let it stay. How can you be far from the pressure? Read it again. Your righteousness shall you be established. Now, you got to have this, because if you don't believe you're right with God, you're going to have guilt and shame and condemnation, and that'll undermine your faith. But no matter how much we've messed up, the blood of the Lamb is stronger. Is that right? I've had people look at me and say, yeah, but preacher, you don't know what I've done. I said, yeah, and you don't know how powerful the blood is. Doesn't matter what you've done. If you're willing to repent and receive it, the blood can cleanse from all sin. The vilest things. And if you are washed in the blood and have received His righteousness, then you are right with God. And if you're established in that, then you can be far from oppression. Why? For you shall not fear. When you don't yield to the fear, it can't squeeze you on the inside. It can't press you. Where does the pressure come from? That gnawing. Night and day, will we make it? We're not going to have enough. We're not going to have enough. It's not getting better. It's getting worse. We're not going to make it. We're not going to make it. That fear. And if you don't fear that, it loses its power. And it can't squeeze you on the inside anymore. Hallelujah is right. Oh, hallelujah. Now, go back to Mark. What did they say? What is allowing their yielding to fear? Why are they yielding to fear? Why is it squeezing their insides?
They let it in.
Yeah, they let it in, but through what? How did the enemy deceive them into letting it in. Why may they all die out here tonight in the water, in the storm? Because God may not care whether they make it or not. He may not even be aware of them or care. There, the master's sleeping. Sure looks like he don't care. Now here's one of the greatest things you'll hear. Everybody ready? Are you awake? If he doesn't care, why should you? That was worth coming. Come on, are you listening? If he doesn't care about it, why should I be so worked up about it? If the faith is there like it should be and could be, and the love is there, like we know how much he loves us like it should, we just look over at him. Does he look worried to you? No. Then why should I be worried? Well, it looks pretty rough out there. Yeah, quit looking at that. Look at him. Does he look worried? No. Okay, just relax. What's he doing? Taking a nap. What should I be doing? Maybe I should be taking a nap. Is that right? But if you don't, they weren't looking at him. They weren't considering what he cared about. So they're open to all the enemy's influence. And they're full of fear, which means they're not in faith, and they're doubting God's love. Don't you care? Keep reading. Verse 39, he got up, he rebuked the wind, he said to the sea, peace, be still, and the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Don't look like much of a problem. I said, it doesn't look like much of a problem. Somebody said, yeah, for Jesus. Yeah, but you're with him. Yes. In the same boat. If we could just be at ourselves. Things tossing. Waves slapping you in the face. Just think a little bit. God, through his awesome power, has fulfilled prophecies for centuries and centuries and has the Messiah sitting in the boat. And he's just going to let him drown out here and not finish. Come on, and not finish his life in ministry. God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, may not be able to help us get through this storm tonight. Come on, do you see this? What should you do? You look at the master? If he ain't worried, I'm not worried. Your head will say, you sure are worried? Say, shut up. Oh, no. Now, if he's cool, I'm cool. If he didn't care about it, why should I care about it? Yeah, but what if all y'all die? What is death? It ain't the end. Slipping out of your body. And if we got more to do, is God big enough to get us through this and help us finish what we're supposed to do? And Jesus got up and spoke and has demonstrated this ain't no thing. Just like that. It's over. It's done. Then he looks at them. What does he say? Why didn't y'all wake me up earlier? Y'all let this thing get so bad? What's the question? Why were you so fearful? How is it that you what? Have, they did not get a gold star for how they handled this. And we should learn from this. Should we learn from this, saints? We should learn from this. Now go with me to the book of Luke, chapter 10. One of the reasons why believers, Christians, stay upset so much, and all of us have made mistakes in these areas, is wrong priorities. Not having his values and his priorities. Thinking something's important when it's not. Thinking something's a big deal when it's not. Remember we talked about this earlier when the scripture said, when I was a child, I thought like a child. And we talk about little ones, how upset a 2-year-old can get, a 3-year-old when they drop their ice cream cone. I mean, I've seen kids that had a balloon and lost it and it floated away, and they wailed and screamed like it was the end of the world. Are they genuinely upset? Why are they upset? That was my balloon. It was the bestest balloon in the whole world. It was the greatest balloon. Well, no, they make how many of them every day? Huh? How easily replaced is it? So they're upset because they think something's important that's not. That's not even a deal. And adults see it as a non-issue. The same thing is happening with 50-year-olds. And 70-year-olds. Come on, are you listening? People pitching a fit, getting upset over something. If you ask the Lord, He don't care about it. And every time we start getting worked up about something, we should pause and ask the Lord, Lord, you care about this? Come on, are y'all with me? Lord, does this matter to you? Do you care about this? And I'm telling you, again and again and again, He doesn't care about it. Now, there are some things He cares about, but there's a whole lot of stuff. Let me read the scripture that talks about that He just doesn't care about. In Luke 16:14, it says, that which is among men considered to be of an exalted nature is, in the sight of God, object of moral and religious nausea and loathing. Wow. Today's English version says, things that are considered of great value by man are worth nothing in God's sight. He has a different value system than the world. And you and I need our minds renewed so that we begin to think like He thinks. How many think we need to look at Jesus in the back of the boat and see if He's upset or not? Is that right? And if He's not upset, I've had people fly with me before that had never flown much. And they made it pretty good. And we were in some weather. And it shook us some. And they were pretty cool. And I was surprised about how cool they were. And we landed. And I said, did you make it? I said, that was pretty rough. They said, yeah. I said, yeah. They said, well, I just kept looking at you. And you looked like you were okay. You know, you weren't upset about it. So I figured, well, must be okay. And they were. And we were. How much pain and anguish we could save ourselves if we'd just look at the captain. Just look at the author and finisher of our faith and say, Lord, you okay with this? You okay? Does this bother you? Do you care about this? And if He says no, then you go, okay. Well, then me either.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Careful for Nothing, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.